And joining me now is Shelby Pierce from Pico & Company. Hey, Shelby.
Hey, good morning.
Welcome to this week's edition of Cultural Continuum, and we're going to start off with an event. It's just a couple of hours from right now, if you're hearing this live. It'll be at 10 o'clock this morning at the Dorothy Pico Nature Center. They are doing a program about turtles.
Now, it's turtles.
It's not actually at the Dorothy Pico Nature Center. It's at the Fowler Forest Preserve, which is a half mile west of Smithland, Iowa. So if you're in the metro area, you can pop on down there if you're looking for something to do this morning.
Great time.
They will be providing information about tortoises and their adaptation and colorations, and I would presume turtles as well.
Yeah.
Since they're calling it about turtles. Turtles, yeah. Tortoises, and...
And a terrific time.
And other shelled walking lizards.
Kicking off today as well is Greek Fest. Begins today on Friday and goes through Sunday, July 29th, at the Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church in Sioux City. There will be authentic Greek foods, music and dancing, kids activities, and more.
Opa.
Right?
You did it better than I did. The Siouxland Public Media presents our next Ode Live storytelling event, and that will be tonight downtown at the Marquee. Alex Irwin of Ghost Cat fame will be doing a solo set. He might have his drummer Steve Skog with him. That'll be at 7 o'clock, and then people will be telling true stories on stage. The theme tonight, lessons learned in motherhood, anarchy, and grace. Those seem like three wildly desperate different ideas,
yeah,
but that's cool.
Should be a good show.
That's tonight, getting underway at 7 at the Marquee.
All right. And the New Stage Players in South Sioux City present Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat with showtimes through Monday, July 30th. The family-friendly musical reimagines the biblical story of the favorite son, Joseph, his father, Jacob, and his 11 brothers, and the coat of many colors. For more information, you can go to newstageplayers.com.
Coming up tonight, Vanguard Arts presents, this is a weird and interesting group. They're called the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra.
Ooh.
That'll be opening up with special guest Angela Lambrecht tonight at 8 o'clock. The Galactic Cowboy Orchestra plays energetic art rock music, combining harmonic technical complexity with classical and jazz music. There's drums, guitar, violin, electric violin, I believe. We'll be outroing the show with some Galactic Cowboy Orchestra. So
nice.
We kind of get a little taste.
Sounds great. All right. Arnold's Park Amusement Park in Okoboji presents the 32nd Annual Antique and Wooden Boat Show on Saturday, July 28th. Proud boat owners will showcase their docked watercraft around the state pier starting at 9 a.m. For more information about that, you can go to arnoldspark.com.
My first dentist was named Doc Watercraft. Anyway, the Dorothy Pico Nature Center is hosting a program about owls. That'll be at Snyder Bend Park, 3 miles southwest of Salix. That'll be this evening. The Dorothy Pico Nature Center, Shelby.
Okay.
That'll be at 7 o'clock. Participants will be able to meet the barred owl. His name is Harlan. And learn fascinating facts about these birds. It's a nocturnal event getting underway tonight at 7 o'clock. Go to woodburyparks.org for more information.
Cool. Launchpad Children's Museum is hosting Sloppy Science. This event is on Sunday, July 29th from noon to 4 p.m. I don't know about you, Steve, but I've seen that billboard since like the middle of winter, and I am so excited for this. I've been waiting all year. Activities include bounce houses, a muddy tire run, and squirt gun painting, plus more. For more information and tickets, you can go to launchpadmuseum.com.
It's finally here.
Finally.
The Betty Strong Encounter Center is hosting If Barnes Could Talk with Rich Tyler. That'll be Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Tyler will be exploring the history and current importance of barns. The audience will learn what's happening to old barns and why Iowans should care. Go to SiouxCityLCIC.com.
The Sioux City Community Theater is holding auditions for its production of Honk on Monday and Tuesday, July 30th and 31st at 6:30 p.m. Everyone auditioning will be asked to sing 16 to 32 bars of a prepared song and read aloud from the script. The show dates are in September. For more information, you can go to the Facebook page for the Sioux City Community Theater.
Back to the Dorothy Pico Nature Center, they'll be presenting nature sketches on Tuesday afternoon at 1:30. Artists of all ages will spend 2 hours sketching still life projects.
All righty, and the Orange City Arts is partnering with Village Northwest Unlimited to present Oh, the Possibilities on Wednesday, August 1st at 7 p.m. in Windmill Park. The event will feature award-winning, critically acclaimed artists with disabilities, including violinist and vocalist Galen Lee and storyteller Kevin Kling. Their performances are a part of the onstage Orange City Summer Series. For more information, you can go to orangecityarts.net.
Kevin Kling is a great storyteller out of Minnesota that used to be featured quite frequently on All Things Considered.
Oh, cool.
And little vignettes, which were hilarious. Vanguard Arts is celebrating Tommy Bolin's birthday, which is coming up on the 1st of August. Blues legend Eddie Devilboy Turner, Kenny Passarelli, Joe Vitale, and Stanley Sheldon will be performing Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. Go to vanguardarts.com for more.
All right, everybody, the Woodbury County Fair begins on Wednesday, August 1st, and continues through Sunday, August 5th. Events and activities include a rodeo, a tractor pull, and an All-American Lumberjack Show, a display of barn quilts, livestock shows, kids' games, and more. You can go to woodburycountyfair.com for more information.
And if that doesn't satisfy your thirst for fairs, you can go to the Dakota Thurston County Fair, which also begins Wednesday, August 1st, and that'll be through Sunday. Events at the Thurston and Dakota County Fair include dueling pianos, a rock climbing wall, an escape room trailer. Oh, that's cool. They put an escape room in a trailer.
Yeah, very cool.
Also mud volleyball, Mexican-style bull riding, and more. You can go to each of the fairs and compare and contrast the events. Go to DakotaThurstonFairOnline.com.
Boy, we really know how to do summer around here.
I know.
So many fun things. All right, Downtown Live presents a performance by Bread of Stone on Thursday, August 2nd, starting at 6 p.m. on the lawn of the Sioux City Public Museum. Bread of Stone is a Sioux City-based Christian rock band. For more information, you can go to DowntownLiveSC.com.
They are Sioux City-based, but they play
all over, right?
All over, yeah. They're a big deal. Coming up, and we're back to Vanguard Arts again. Vanguard Arts is presenting a performance by the Greyhounds on Thursday night. That's the day after the Tommy Bolin event. That'll be at 8 o'clock. They are a singing-songwriting duo out of Austin, Texas. They built a solid fan base with their soul-drenched funky blues sound. And for several years, if you've ever heard of the band J.J. Grey and Mofro, they were part of Mofro.
Huh.
But they're doing their own thing. Now go to vanguardarts.com for more on that.
And the 21st Annual Sweet Corn Days will be taking place in downtown Estherville, Iowa, from Thursday, August 2nd through Sunday, August 5th. There will be inflatables, live music, sweet corn, of course, and more. You can go to estherville.org to find out more about that.
It would be unfortunate if they didn't have sweet corn at Sweet Corn Days. That's all we have to talk about.
That's all?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot. We're barely fitting it all in today. If you would like to hear something repeated, you can go to our website, kwit.org, listen to the podcast of this, and you can also... if you have something you'd like to contribute, you can email that to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. On behalf of my co-host Shelby Pierce and Allie Carson, who leaves us next week, this will be her second to last week as my contributing, my producer.
Man,
so,
all right.
On behalf of them and myself, wishing you a great morning for us here at Siouxland Public Media.